This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District and also St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh. This morning, we return to the first regional elementary school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, established more than a half a century ago, and it's still going strong. Back in 1969, Butler Catholic was created from three parish schools, St. Peter, which opened in the mid-1850s, St. Paul, which was established in 1888, and St. Michael the Archangel School, which was founded back in 1922. In the late 1970s, Butler Catholic School also began receiving support from parishes of St. Andrew and St. Fidelis, also in the Butler area. Butler Catholic strives to educate students in spiritual, intellectual, physical, social, and service aspects of their lives. They seek to proclaim the message of Jesus and form responsible, faithful servant leaders. Enrollment is open to all faith traditions. My guests this morning are Sister John Ann Mulhern, who is the longtime principal at Butler Catholic School, and Samantha Beal, who is the communications assistant. Sister John Ann and Samantha, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Sister John Ann, Butler Catholic is one of four schools in the diocese that is taking part in the new St. John the Paul II STAR program to help with tuition assistance. Can you tell our listeners how does that work and how has it helped your families so far?
This particular scholarship program is the result of the generosity of a particular donor who believes in Catholic school education. His whole background was formed by the belief that St. John Paul shared that all children are or should have the opportunity for Catholic school education, but it's also to form them into being active participants in the church. When he came to the diocese about this particular program, he really was interested up here in this area because this area is home to him. And it has been a wonderful experience for our families. It's open to anybody of financial need, but they don't have to be in the poverty, way down in the poverty level. But they need financial assistance. And it's also open to anybody of any faith who wants Catholic school education. For us here at Butler Catholic, we've had 19 families that have benefited from this particular scholarship. Two families were enrolled in Butler Catholic the beginning of their children's education, but finances got in the way and they had to withdraw. Because of this scholarship, the two children in each of the two families have been able to come back. This year, we also had preschoolers in our preschool program who wanted to continue. But again, the pandemic affected so many people financially that they knew that they could not do it on their own. Again, this scholarship has helped make sure that six of those preschoolers are continuing here at Butler Catholic. But the pandemic just didn't stop with them. It has affected all our families in some way. And so we had 11 families who have received assistance in helping them to meet tuition payment. But the neat thing about this program that's different from others, there's a sense of giving back in that they have to really live out what it is that they are saying that they are doing, that they are disciples of Christ, meaning that they are involved in the life of the church. Even if they are non-Catholic, whatever their denomination is, that they are involved in the living out of the mission of that particular faith degree that they have. And I think that that makes this program a little bit different than the other scholarships that have been available. But then again, that's what St. John Paul was all about. His whole papacy was giving service and being involved. And I think that this particular donor recognized that and wanted people to become involved in the church, truly being that disciple. Excellent. So I think this has been a wonderful program, and I hope it can continue for a long time.
Absolutely. Now, your students did a heartwarming service project recently for the frontline workers at Butler Memorial Hospital. Can you tell our listeners about this wonderful project?
Gladly to do that. One of our parents is a staff member at Butler Memorial Hospital, and she called and just said, you know, hey, morale here is really down. You know, our staff is really hurting. And it did say some extra prayers. So when we talked about it, the children continued to pray, but we thought something else was needed. What else can we do to let our people in healthcare services know that we are really there with them? And so we decided, well, when you talk about health, you always talk about good food. So what's the most important thing that we eat? The apple. So we thought, well, let's make a bag, put a bag of apple. So we put apple, some crackers, some pretzels, of course, some candy. You have to have that. But the big thing is the kids decorated the bag by coloring a nurse and a picture of a nurse and a doctor. They stapled it to the bag. And inside the bag, we had not only those things, but also every child wrote a note to a healthcare provider so that they got a personal boost from a student, whether they were in kindergarten. And the kindergartners did their own thing. Some just drew pictures, but there were a lot of chuckles. And then the older kids wrote a little sophisticated note praying and wishing them. And then to lighten it up a little bit, some of the kids, we've been doing thinking outside the box phrases and brain twisters. We put some of those in too. But when they got them and took them to the hospital, you had 225 bags with a nurse, picture of a nurse on one side and a doctor on the other side. Wow. And the kids just came up. It was just a delightful experience for them. And they were excited to do that.
I'm sure they really appreciate that. And I have two sisters that both work in the healthcare field. One's a nurse and one's a lab tech. And I can understand, you know, frontline workers, something, you know, like a little box of food or a little card appreciation. That's a great boost morale for them. And so that was so nice that the students were able to do that. Now, Samantha, your school garden has been growing literally in more ways than one over the past few years. It began as an Eagle Scout project to build four raised garden beds, and now it's benefiting the Butler Catholic School and community. What do the kids grow, eat, and donate, and what are they learning?
So our garden has been a huge asset to our students over the last few years. And I think with every passing year, it becomes such a vital part of our education overall, just because it hits so many aspects. It hits the physical of learning how to grow and harvest produce, but also how to give, you know. Our students are having contact with everything from berry bushes to tomatoes and pepper plants to squashes. This time of year, we're especially proud of our pumpkin patch, which I can actually see right outside our window here. And our students see the garden from start to finish. You know, they're there for planting, they're there for picking. And sometimes even beyond the picking, we are able to incorporate the fresh produce into our cafeteria meals. Our sweet peppers have been super popular, I guess you could say, over this past year, especially. We've been looking for ways to include them in future menus. But just, you know, the things that we don't consume ourselves, we're able to give away. And we specifically donate produce to the St. Vincent de Paul Food Bank, which is really interesting because they're right down the street from us. So our students can literally go outside, pick the produce, box it up, and walk it down the street. to give to somebody else. That's such a big aspect, you know, when you talk about living what you believe and being Christ to other people, you know, seeing that start to finish of growing things yourself and cultivating in your own backyard and then sharing the excess with others. That's such a huge aspect just of Christianity, not just Catholicism. And we're really happy to have that at Butler Catholic.
That is fantastic. Now, Samantha, obviously COVID-19 has changed the way schools fundraise, and you've become even more creative. Can you tell us about the Saints' Suppers at Butler Catholic School?
Absolutely. So I'm sure you know organizations overall have really had to pivot over the last year with traditional fundraising ideas. You know, pre-COVID fundraisers meant getting big events together with a lot of people in a very big place. You know, they were kind of isolated destination kind of events. And of course, just out of an abundance of caution, we really had to think outside the box to limit that kind of extra exposure, to utilize our virtual connections, that kind of thing. So the Saints' Suppers are a good example of how we've been creative with that. They were developed during COVID. And what the Saints' Suppers are they're kind of like a take and bake meal option that can be purchased a la carte. So originally we were looking for a way to be financially accessible to that same kind of donor base. The idea was to replace an aspect of daily life that people would be spending money on. So in this instance, it was mealtime. You know, people spend money on their meals. At the start of the pandemic, a lot of restaurants were closed. So we were kind of an option that maybe wasn't there before. So in the 2019-2020 school year, the meals were prepared by volunteers from St. Conrad. And, you know, they prepped the meals in such a way that they can be taken home and prepared for dinner, or they can be tossed in the freezer to be used later. This year, we're continuing the tradition, and we have parent volunteers who are preparing the meals here at Butler Catholic. And every meal includes an entree option, sides, soup of the month, dessert, and like seasonal extras, for instance, cider. So anybody can purchase them, and we prepare them, and we have like deadlines for when orders are due, and then we distribute them.
And it's been a growing thing too. More and more people are participating in it because, first of all, it's homemade, and secondly, I got it, I put it in the oven, I'm ready to eat.
That's great. Okay, well, we have lots more to cover. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Benedict de Moore Parish in the Hill District and St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. This Sunday morning, we are featuring Butler Catholic School in the city of Butler. And my guest this morning is our sister, John Ann Mulhorn, who is the long-term principal at Butler Catholic, and Samantha Beal, who is the communications assistant. Now, sister, the students learn a lot through projects. Can you tell about the school's mission and the profile of a Butler Catholic graduate?
The mission of Butler Catholic School is to proclaim the message of Jesus by ensuring that the child becomes a self-motivated leader, a humble servant, and lifelong learners. And we do this, we do this through a very rigorous academic program and service projects. And all this really ties back to the vision that our founding Consolidated Pastors gave, because they wanted Catholic education here in the Butler area to be strong and reflective of the love that God has for us. And so we try to help our students to grow in the things that they will need to be the lifelong learners, the leaders, and the giving of themselves to help others. We know that the world is full of all kinds of temptations, but our kids have to be rooted in Jesus in order to be able to make a difference. And we want our kids to be able to make that difference by being kids who are attached to Christ. Our academic program helps them to use the gifts that they've been given to follow up with service projects, to be able to make the Word of God alive. Do we make it all the time? No, but we keep working at it because we know that we are dealing with human beings, and we want them to be able to understand that no matter how young they are, they can always bring Jesus to other people. Even though they may not know what they are doing, they know that it's a kind act. It's to help somebody. It's to make somebody smile. It's to make them feel good. That's what Jesus was about, to making people alive, to recognize the Father, and to be able to do that. And that's one of the reasons why we went to our five-day preschool program, to be able to help them learn from the littlest age on that Jesus is always there to help them and to keep them on the right track, but they have to do the work. And so we keep trying to help them use the gifts that they have been given, challenging them and working with them to keep moving forward.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, Samantha, parents play such an important role at Butler Catholic. Can you talk about their involvement and dedication as volunteers?
Oh, absolutely. So our parents are literally involved every step of the way. You know, some of the things we talked about today, about the care bags for the hospital, even about the garden, like all of those things also involve parents. And it's so important to have Catholic education as an option in today's educational arena. But, you know, to be honest, we wouldn't have that if we didn't have parents who are actively being involved, who are actively seeking that option for their children. You know, we are blessed to have that support network with us, especially, you know, the past 2 years, to have those parents here supporting us so we can physically, emotionally, spiritually support other people. You know, it begins and ends with the parents, I think. And we literally cannot say enough about the parents who are behind us. And we just are incredibly blessed to have them.
And they are always willing, no matter when you ask, hey, we need some help, they're there. Or they'll come up with ideas too. Say, do you think we could work on, you know, try this? And that's always giving new ideas to help our kids to grow and our school to grow.
Absolutely. You need that. Yeah. You need that parental involvement. It just doesn't happen by itself. You know, now more than ever. You know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Samantha, can you tell us, Butler Catholic School recently upgraded the technology and security, which is very important. What were some of the improvements that were done?
Well, absolutely. We're very excited. We finished up that project in August, right before the start of school. So just overall, we replaced our entire network, which means we have faster, more reliable opportunities for staff and students to work. That include laying new Ethernet cabling. We installed 38 new wireless access points and 4 new switches, both of which help with physically getting internet into more parts of the building. We have a new firewall. We upgraded our school computers. All of this is, you know, making these decisions now is a very cost-effective choice. It provides better access to things like management, software, metrics for future troubleshooting. You know, anything that comes down the line, we're able to get ahead of. We converted from an intrusion detection system to an intrusion prevention system, which means we have a proactive approach to managing any and all system threats. You know, any more educational institutions are prime hacker targets just across the board, not, you know, any one particular education institution, just in general, because they're the recipients of things like government funding packages. So people are always looking for those opportunities to, you know, undermine, right? So we're able to get ahead of any of that that might happen. So overall, we have a greater daily, like, hands-on management opportunity for our IT department. And then in terms of security, this year we installed things like video door access system and safety measurements that help administration monitor traffic flow in and out of the building. We have new remote locking, unlocking, and evacuation features, which again help to be more efficient overall for any issues that may arise. We have private access cards with specific scheduling features. So that means, for instance, we have, you know, coaches who are going to be in the gym at a certain time are able to schedule their access cards to let them in and out of the building specific to that time. Again, just overall helping us monitor where things are at. You know, it's important to realize that technology is always evolving and we need to evolve with it if we're going to stay current. And I think we're doing a good job of that so far.
Sounds great. Now, Sister Joanne, for parents who may be interested in Butler Catholic for their sons and daughters, how can they learn more about your school?
Well, one thing is to go to our website, buttercatholic.org. We have a tremendous amount of information on there with a lot of links on to different activities that will help our people to know about it, who we are and what we do. We also encourage, you know, tours, and anybody who calls and says, well, we'd like to have a visit at your school, we say, most welcome. What time is convenient for you? We can set up a tour. And this, again, is where we have parental involvement, because they do come and they give the tour from a parent's perspective to another parent. Or they can just call, and it's 724-285-4276 for information. We want people to come in and see us in action so that they can join us and be part of what I feel is the best school in the Diocese of Pittsburgh, really and truly. We work together. We want other people to be here. But anytime that they call, we're happy to accommodate them and to let them know that we welcome them to come to our school, regardless of the faith. We are not necessarily here to convert. We are here to help people grow in their relationship with Christ. That's what we are all about, using the gifts that God's given us.
In your location, where you're located in the city of Butler, you're so centrally located in Butler County, and obviously there's a lot of wonderful options for parents in the public schools districts in Butler County and surrounding areas, but your location definitely is really easily accessible, and being the first regional school, so to speak, you were really ahead of your time. So kudos to your staff, your volunteers, the parents, yes, and the priests that really make Butler Catholic what it is. So,
yes. And we are very fortunate to have a clergy team that is very much in favor and works at school. Yep. And I think that is so, so important. And I am very grateful.
Auburn and Samantha Beal, thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father. Have a good one.
We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time. This Sunday, we also celebrate World Mission Sunday in the Diocese of Pittsburgh and in our church across the nation and across the world. This weekend's gospel from St. Mark, Jesus heals Bartimaeus, who is a beggar who is physically blind. Bartimaeus knows that Jesus is the Son of David, the messianic title for Jesus, and he believes Jesus can heal him of his blindness. And not only does Jesus acknowledge Bartimaeus' plea for help, he actually calls Bartimaeus to come and to follow him. Bartimaeus says, "I want to see," and it is his faith that helps make this wonderful miracle happen. Immediately, he receives the physical sight and he follows Jesus. Sometimes in our busyness of our daily lives, we can be blinded by the good that is around us or fail to see the good around in our midst. So on this World Mission Sunday, we join all Christians knowing that we are first followers of Jesus and we proclaim the faith. So let's open up our eyes and see the good that Christ is in our midst. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.